Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we're delving into the tools, five tools to help you find courage, creativity, and willpower, and inspire you to live life in forward motion, authored by Phil Stutz and Barry Michaels. This enlightening book offers five unique mental exercises designed to address common life challenges and promote a life led with intention and progress. Phil Stutz, an esteemed psychiatrist with a medical degree from New York University, has influenced many with his innovative therapeutic methods, notably featured in Jonah Hill's 2022 documentary, Stutz. Barry Michaels, who contributes his extensive experience as a psychotherapist since 1986, holds degrees from Harvard University and the University of California, Berkeley, topped with a Master of Social Work from the University of Southern California. Together, they bring a compelling depth of understanding to psychological issues. The Tools is a resource for those seeking tangible, immediate methods to enhance their personal and professional lives. It's particularly suited for individuals who find traditional therapy lacking, or those looking to foster more positive interactions with others. If you're on a quest for courage, creativity, or willpower, this book might just provide the breakthrough you need. Join us as we explore how these practical tools can transform challenges into opportunities for growth. The Tools. Five tools to help you find courage, creativity, and willpower, and inspire you to live life in forward motion. Introduction. Empower yourself. Turn life's obstacles into stepping stones. Have you ever felt lost, wrestling with life's challenges, and wishing you had a mental toolbox to fix things as you would with a physical screwdriver for home repairs? Whether it's overcoming grief, handling tough relationships, or bouncing back from career hurdles, it's common to feel unprepared. Traditional therapy often leaves us pondering deep-rooted issues without offering clear, actionable steps for immediate relief. Enter The Tools by Phil Stutz and Barry Michaels, a practical guide designed to arm you with five transformative strategies to confidently tackle life's twists and turns. This summary doesn't just walk you through theories, it equips you with mental exercises that you can apply directly to your daily struggles. Each tool in the book is crafted like a mental workout, quick to implement in any situation. Whether it's pushing through pain to reach your goals, managing rocky interactions, transforming insecurities into strengths, fostering gratitude, or fueling continuous motivation, these tools are geared to bring about real change. Remember, the right mental approach can be just as crucial as having the right screwdriver for the job. While you might still need to turn to YouTube for your home repair tutorials, The Tools offers you something just as valuable: the means to repair and enhance your life, anytime and anywhere. Just like any toolbox, it's up to you to pick the right tool for the job and get to work. So, ready your mental toolkit and prepare to turn life's obstacles into stepping stones. Part 1. Transform adversity into advantage, the first powerful tool. Do you have tasks on your list that you dread or fear, things that have lingered unattended, becoming even more intimidating over time? Human nature tends to avoid discomfort, but in this avoidance, we often miss key opportunities for growth. Challenges aren't usually barriers themselves. Rather, it's our hesitation to engage with them that holds us back. The first tool introduced by Phil Stutz and Barry Michaels teaches us not just to face adversity, but to welcome it with open arms. Embracing challenges isn't just about getting through them. It's about transforming them into agents of positive change in our lives. It might sound counterintuitive to greet difficulties with a smile, but altering how we perceive these moments can be incredibly empowering. Here's how it works. Visualize the emotions tied to your daunting task. Maybe it's the fear that a conversation will take a bad turn, the humiliation of potentially stumbling over your words during a presentation, or an irrational fear such as flying. Whatever the case, give this emotion a shape in your mind. Invite it to surround you, and then, instead of recoiling, greet it enthusiastically, trusting that it will bring gains. Keep your focus on the potential positives as you navigate through the discomfort, expressing gratitude for the growth opportunity it represents. The outcome, regardless of what it is secondary to the strength you derive from moving past the mental blockade. This success breeds confidence and makes the tool increasingly effective with repeated use. By repeatedly turning adverse situations into moments of advancement, you build momentum, the very essence that propels life forward. This approach also cultivates a deep commitment, vital for substantive, lasting change. Consider the example of a former police officer who had abandoned his collegiate pursuit of writing. Despite being a natural storyteller, he struggled with the focus required to pen his tales. By applying this tool to conquer his discomfort with sustained attention, he was able to rekindle his passion for writing and pursue the literary career he had once envisioned. While this first tool aids in tackling personal and internal challenges, the forthcoming tools extend this resilience to interactions with others and other aspects of life's complexities. Stay tuned to learn how to navigate difficult relationships and more with the next transformative tool. Part 2. Mastering the Art of Transforming Conflicts with Love. In the famous words of John Lennon, "All you need is love," a sentiment that perfectly encapsulates the essence of the second transformative tool from Phil Stutz and Barry Michaels. This tool is about employing love as a strategy to navigate through the choppy waters of human interaction, particularly when dealing with challenging behavior from others. Consider what difficult might look like. It could be a partner flirting with someone else at a gathering, an infuriating driver weaving through traffic, or a boss who overlooks your hard work. It's easy to feel anything but love towards these characters in the heat of the moment. This tool teaches us to rise above our knee-jerk reactions by harnessing a superior, constructive emotion, love, to counteract the lesser, destructive feelings. It's not about dismissing our genuine grievances. Instead, it aims to achieve emotional balance and, ideally, full transcendence of negativity. Engulfing ourselves in negative emotions traps us in what the authors refer to as the maze, where progress ceases. So, how does one choose love, especially when feeling the least affectionate? The moment you sense anger or resentment bubbling up, whether due to a current situation, a past memory, or an anticipated future event, it's time to deploy this tool. Start by conjuring up the most powerful source of loving energy you can imagine. Let this sensation fill your heart to the brim. Then, picture the difficult person and visualize yourself directing all of this robust, loving energy towards them. Engage your senses fully as you imagine the recipient bathed in this energy. Then gently return to the present moment and take a deep breath. This exercise is more than just a mental trick. It fosters a positive, virtual connection with the other person, helping to humanize them and empowering you to react more compassionately. Moreover, it encourages you to tap into a universal force of goodwill, enhancing your own emotional and spiritual well-being, independent of others' actions. As this tool becomes a habit, it's possible you'll start to see difficult encounters as valuable opportunities to cultivate and spread love, in line with the growth-oriented philosophy we explored with the first tool. Having addressed overcoming external challenges and conflicts with others, our journey through the tools now turns inward, examining how we can stop self-sabotage in its tracks. Part 3. Leverage Your Insecurities, the Power of Embracing Your Whole Self. Insecurities are a common human experience, yet how we handle these emotional vulnerabilities can define our paths just as significantly as our strengths. The third tool from The Tools by Phil Stutz and Barry Michaels focuses on integrating every part of yourself, insecurities included, into your actions and interactions. Often, acknowledging our shortcomings can be a crucial step in overcoming them. The concept is illustrated through the journey of a patient, the first in her family to graduate high school, trying to fit into what she perceived as the sophisticated urban lifestyle of a large city. Despite her efforts to provide her child with opportunities she never had, she felt ostracized by the other parents, perceiving their distance as a judgment of her small-town background. In therapy, it became evident that she wasn't fully embracing all aspects of herself, particularly the parts she felt insecure about. She was, in essence, hiding her shadow, a term the authors used to describe the parts of ourselves we're least proud of. The third tool is a transformative three-part exercise designed to help you integrate your shadow self into your life more fully, especially in daunting situations. First, visualize an image of the part of yourself that you usually hide or suppress. Get comfortable with its presence. Then, imagine this version of yourself accompanying you in challenging scenarios, be it a speech, a meeting, or a social event. By acknowledging and integrating this part of your identity, you empower yourself to act with greater authenticity and confidence. This process was transformational for the aforementioned patient. Once she began to confront and understand her insecurities, rather than letting them subconsciously influence her behavior, she changed how she interacted with others. She approached the other mothers with a new openness and vulnerability, which led to more genuine connections and eventually friendships. Thus, this third tool not only aids in overcoming personal barriers, but also enhances how we connect with others by showcasing our true selves. Having explored tools to address external challenges, conflicts with others, and our own internal barriers, we now turn our attention to a tool that helps in reducing overall anxiety and worry about future outcomes. Part 4. Cultivate peace of mind with the gratitude loop. Tossing and turning over worries during the night and dreading the day ahead can become a draining cycle. For those plagued by anxiety, even in the midst of life's blessings, like good health, a loving family, or rewarding work, it's easy to spiral into the abyss of what ifs. What if your child doesn't get into the preferred college? What about the alarming rates of Arctic melt and rising sea levels? The list of potential worries can seem endless. However, the fourth tool, introduced by Phil Stutz and Barry Michaels, focuses on breaking the cycle of perpetual worry by establishing a gratitude loop. This transformative tool shifts focus from consuming anxieties to embracing gratitude, thus stopping the negative loop and initiating a more positive one that links you to an expansive, abundant energy source. Like the tool of choosing love, the practice of gratitude helps temper concerns without dismissing them, tapping into an elevated emotion connected to what the authors refer to as the source. To begin forming your own gratitude loop, start by tuning into any feelings of gratitude within yourself. If nothing stands out immediately, take a moment to reflect on past life moments where you felt overwhelmingly positive emotions that were almost beyond description. Moments that naturally elicited a heartfelt, "Wow, thank you," from within. Now extend this practice to the simpler aspects of your life, finding things to appreciate even in the mundane every day. By choosing to find gratitude in the most ordinary parts of life, you leave less room in your mind for uncontrollable worries, fostering a greater sense of calm and contentment. This approach helps in more constructive handling of situations like academic rejections or environmental concerns. For instance, if the preferred college doesn't send an acceptance letter, this mindset helps you and your child to recognize and appreciate opportunities at another school that you might have overlooked before. With gratitude, not only can you alleviate some of the mental and emotional weights of daily stresses, but you also prime yourself for more restful nights and more resilient days. As we now prepare to delve into the fifth and final tool, we build upon the groundwork laid by the initial four, aiming to reinforce and amplify their beneficial impacts. Part 5. Igniting action with a sense of urgency. Armed with four powerful tools for confronting various challenges in your life, the journey doesn't end here. The effectiveness of these tools depends not just on their existence, but on their active use. And this is where the fifth tool, a driving sense of urgency, becomes critical. This tool might initially seem drastic, even uncomfortable, especially if you've struggled with embracing your insecurities or confronting your fears. However, its potential to provoke action is unparalleled. Here it is. Envision yourself on your deathbed, limited to your thoughts, with your physical capabilities faded and time running out. What thoughts occupy your mind? This intense visualization compels you to consider the full weight of your unresolved actions and deferred dreams. This exercise might catapult you back to the concepts explored in the first tool, reflecting on those tasks or challenges you've been avoiding out of fear or discomfort. It might make you regret not applying the second tool of choosing love in your interactions, or the third tool concerning embracing your whole self without the masks we often wear. You could find yourself wishing you had practiced more gratitude, as outlined in the fourth tool, cherishing the good in your life, before it slipped away. The purpose of this fifth tool isn't to steep your mind in despair, but to ignite a pressing motivation to act now, not later. It serves two profound purposes. First, to overcome the inertia that can sometimes prevent us from reaching for any tool at all, and second, to maintain momentum even after achieving initial successes, reminding us that continual effort is necessary to not just maintain, but also expand upon what we've accomplished. Employed wisely, this sense of urgency isn't just about fear of death or regret. It's about fully living, seizing the present to shape a future devoid of regrets, continually striving for personal growth and betterment. As this series on the tools concludes, remember that the journey of self-improvement is ongoing, and the real work lies in the consistent application of these tools to create a fulfilling and regret-free life. Final summary. By now, you should feel equipped with an invaluable set of strategies designed to enhance every aspect of your life. Each tool discussed offers unique methods to confront and transform various life challenges into opportunities for growth and self-improvement. Starting with the first tool, you've learned the importance of welcoming adversity. Rather than shying away from painful or difficult experiences, this strategy encourages you to face them head-on, recognizing them as gateways to achieving your most ambitious goals. The second tool taught you the power of channeling love. This approach helps you deal with difficult behaviors from others by replacing negative reactions with an attitude of love and understanding, fostering peace within yourself and improving your interactions. With the third tool, you embraced your whole self, including your insecurities. By visualizing and integrating all aspects of your personality, especially those you might typically hide, you can approach challenging situations with greater confidence and authenticity. The fourth tool demonstrated the transformative power of gratitude. By focusing on appreciating what you have rather than what's lacking, you shift your energy toward positivity, which naturally diminishes incessant worries and promotes a more contented life. Finally, the fifth tool instilled a sense of urgency in your day-to-day actions. By contemplating the finite nature of life, you are compelled to live more fully, ensuring that you minimize regrets and maximize achievements through continuous self-improvement. Together, these tools not only prepare you to tackle specific problems, but also contribute to a holistic approach to living a more fulfilled, proactive, and balanced life. With these strategies in hand, you're not just surviving day by day. You're thriving, constantly moving forward, and crafting a life of fewer regrets and greater satisfaction. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.